Hey everybody, welcome to DemoMirror.com. This is Matt, and I'm here with Jared Creighton.
That's me.
And we're going to talk about the song you just heard. It's called My Baby Left Me.
Oh yeah.
So
it rocked.
Yeah. So, well, that's one of the things I found interesting about it. The thing I like a lot about this song is the recording end of it. Is just super, like, the drums are very lo-fi, like, but big and scratchy and cool sounding. That's, like, one of the things I really liked about this song.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, actually. It's Jeff DeCaro on the drums, and he's just smashing the hell out of them like he always used to do. Like, he'd break sticks every practice. And we were actually recording through his Mac. I think it's the G4 that had that little microphone, like, pinhole.
Yeah,
that's the microphone.
Yeah.
And that's, like, GarageBand recording it. So his drums, he's just smashing as hard as he can, and it's just picking it up. But he just, like, goes nuts during it. So it wasn't, I didn't even like it for me. I just noticed all these years later that Jeff went nuts, and I loved it.
Now, so it was actually recorded quite a while ago then.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like 2005. I was still living in the dorms, and he had his own apartment. And we had a band with Sam Smith, and Sam was like off at a bike race or something like that weekend. So just me and Jeff did it, you know, just did a run through, and we're, you know, tried to nail it as hard as we could on that one take. So I think he was like extra trying to like impress everybody with the drums going. Uh-huh. So.
Yeah, no, it sounds cool. I really like that part of it. So
totally awesome.
So that was 2005.
That's my guess.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
That sounds right, yeah.
And so...
Or even four, maybe even four, I don't know. Yeah.
So you're still doing band stuff?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, just so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, right now, and over the past year, I had this band going that has been called Springsteen Soda Stream, and it's like just been this whole new, like two other guys, totally different guys, but still that same sound where the guitar is crazy distorted, and but the songs are supposed to be catchy and fun. Like, it's always been about, every time I've been in the band so far, which is just two times, that band and this one, it's just trying to have as much fun as possible and put on a good show. But it's also always really like distorted and punk like, but and in like a positive way. And this drummer this time is Mike Villani, and he just learned, like, he's learning drums as we play, so it's the opposite, you know. I think Jeff was a guy that's played since, I don't know, like high school or something. So he was already, he knew what he was doing, so.
So you're saying it, like that lo-fi distorted thing is something that was pretty common, like a common theme throughout your stuff. Is there anybody who influenced you directly for that sort of thing, like another band or person or something like that?
I know it's like, I got to be honest, I can't claim there's some like small-time musician that I followed. Like in high school, I was obsessed with Nirvana and Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years late. But I was listening to them and rebelling with them like they were still new and not listening to anything on the radio, even though they're, you know, like the big, one of the biggest bands ever. It's what was influencing me. And then the, a recent one that came out was the White Stripes, and the right when I started doing bands, actually playing myself, and that just simple, but still distorted, fun sound. I liked a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I ended up sounding like either one, but I just took a lot of influence from it.
Yeah, I can see that. So the demo here is from a few years ago. Is this, you consider this more like a band demo of you and your bandmate?
A little bit, like,
not like a professional, like, we're gonna put this out type of thing, but just like,
it captured a moment though, which was, I mean, we did that twice. It was like we did it once one day, and then a week later we did it again or something. And it was like a small batch of songs each time. And that one just stood out. All the rest, like, blow up horribly, like, blown out speakers. That one seemed to work all right, maybe because the bass wasn't there, and so the little speaker could handle it without too much going on, or
yeah.
made it, I think if too much bass was thrown in, it would, like, pretty much fart out the
right.
whole sound.
Right.
And I was singing through a megaphone, so... really screwed with stuff.
And so did you do it in like a basement or something?
It was up in Jeff's room, his bedroom. So his computer is just on the desk. It's not like mics were pressed against anything, you know. It's just a computer that you press record at. And that was our practice spot too. So everything's just set up how it is. And we just played it. So that's why maybe the drums dominate the sound. Or sometimes the guitar is just muddled. It doesn't matter what I was playing. And it was just... that was like our blues song, which was fun.
Yeah, I noticed the blues structure.
Yeah, all the way. Like even... I just wanted to do a song that's like kind of like... Like...
Yeah.
It was just fun to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just saying, hey, how about something like this? Darn it, like I just described it. And of course, everyone in the band's like, of course, that's fun to do. You know, if you're playing it on the drums, that's fun. And
yeah.
In every form.
It sounds badass, especially with the super distorted drums. It sounds cool. So.
Yeah, I used to get crazy on the mic back then a little bit more. So, and I mean, I didn't even realize it, but I'd just like yell all over the place, just like get really crazy.
Uh-huh.
So
you have a lot of demos of yourself doing stuff or like alternate things aside from Springsteen, SodaStream, or like
yeah.
in your main band or
whatever. Yeah, I have a buttload, and I almost gave you just a weird solo me and a guitar sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it just didn't feel... most of those things I pretty much posted to MySpace and stuff when I finished them, because I sat there with headphones and mixed them down. There isn't too much of me just playing a guitar and then not messing with reverb and stuff in the editor afterwards. I remember you sent out an email and it was sort of like, it's probably going to be embarrassing to you and it'll be cool. Everyone else will think it's cool. So mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'm going to pick something that really just sounds like junk, but there's like this, edge of coolness to it if you listen to it.
Yeah.
It was definitely that. It definitely didn't show anybody that recording. Like, not even the MySpace post or anything. But I do have a buttload of songs, like, at all times. But just do it for myself. See if I can get better at making songs or recording or, like, a mix.
There's a couple things I know that you've done that are interesting. And one of them is the stuff with Sam,
yep.
the Krusty Sizzle and Sammy Fresh rap dance group.
Oh, yeah.
Recordings. Those are funny. So I know you do that. And then another thing that is really cool that I thought you did was in a couple weeks we'll spotlight it with Gina Bizinski. I heard the Breakfast album.
Oh, yeah.
This is all songs about breakfast.
Yeah, and that was pretty fun. I don't know if she told you, but I came up with this idea to draw names from a hat. So one hat had the instruments you would use for that song, and another hat had various breakfast topics and foods, and that would be what you would sing about. So you could draw two instruments, you know. You'd draw guitar and vocals only. And so all that song only had a guitar and vocals, or one had to have Casio keyboard drums and just like a recorder, which is like the flute thing, you know? And then I think we did smoke a lot. We had like Purple Haze.
Uh-huh.
And we just, it was like playing a game and it made a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's a really cool way to go about doing it.
And the songs came out ridiculous and they're all 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Cause you make them up on the spot. There's not much you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was the one time we did it, and it's one of those things you'll talk about how cool it was, and then we'll never do it again. But
uh-huh.
at least we did it once.
Yeah, it's totally cool. I thought the idea was awesome.
I like music.
So what do you you want to say anything else about this?
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see.
Go for it.
Think I do.
Just go for the gold.
Oh, this song. All right, I'll go a little bit more on that song that everybody just heard.
Enlighten us.
It's a song I first heard from my uncle. It's actually a cover song.
Okay.
My uncle is in a band called the Dingleberries, which are those things that are like turds on your butt that get caught in the hairs and they don't come out. Those are dingleberries. And his stage name is Dorvis Bun. And he gave me this tape when I was in middle school or something. And it had this like, my baby, she left me with a mule to ride. And it's all like, it's very sloppy and everything, but I loved it.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to update it and play it as a tribute with the band. Like once I finally like got to have my own band going, like I wanted to do it since I was a little kid. So I remember at like the Christmas gathering, I asked him for permission if I could cover that song. And he didn't even know what song I was talking about. He's like, what song's that? And he didn't even know. Like,
really?
Who wrote that originally? And he has no idea. So it might just be, I don't know, like old as shit blues song.
I'm
not sure.
Did he hear your version of it?
I don't think I think he actually came out once. He might have heard it.
Really?
But the fact that he didn't even know what song I was talking about anyway. Uh-huh. I was like, you know, the Baby Left Me song. He's like, I don't know about that one. I'm like, okay, whatever. But that is a cover. If anyone can figure out what the heck the original is, I'd like to know. Like, I don't know if it's some Lead Belly thing or what. It could be something like that, but yeah. I haven't found out. Or I don't even know, like some Elvis song, who knows. But I just have a feeling it's not his. Because they used to do plays on Beatles songs and stuff like that all the time. They'd change like one word or something. And then I changed the word on my uncle's version. So I talked about like shooting down my old lady and stuff. So. And my balls.
All right.
There you go.
Well, I think that's a good way to end it.
All right. Nice. So,
thanks a lot for sharing with us with your words and your music.
Yeah, I hope everybody made it through and listened to the interview and enjoyed what I had to say about musics and is inspired to create their own.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to you next.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks. We'll talk.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Next time.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Farewell.